We do make panels here in the United States, and we should continue to make panels and hire more workers in the United States.
Opponents say the fees will cost American jobs and lead to higher prices. Fox News, we report, you decide.
By that Friends movie?
Yeah.
In Britain, this is not a hoax. They're finally getting to see Friends over there. And they're horrified at how politically incorrect it is.
Yeah, I got into this some last night. But the thing about the homophobia...
Yeah.
The co-creator of Friends, David Crane...
What is homophobia, by the way?
You're scared of... I guess being people who are gay or... I don't know.
I don't understand what, you know, okay, I know phobia means fear. Fear of what? Being that you're going to be approached by somebody of the same sex? Or they're going to hit you? Or what? What's the phobia? They throw these words around. Look, I make no apologies for what I said yesterday, having seen Darkest Hours.
Mm-hmm.
Having seen how one man rallied his people to and make a life and death commitment. We would rather die in a pool of our own blood than be subservient to Hitler. To have the swastika flying over Buckingham Palace. And here it is all these years later. And they're, and Hitler never did invade England, right? Because they met their match there. So what are they doing? They're letting the next great invasion just walk right in. And you've got the mayor of London saying, well, you know, getting blown up to pieces, that's life in the big city. And I think the people that went through those war years in London, those who are left are looking at that saying, what the hell happened to us? Well, I'll tell you what happened to them. And what is happening there is going to be happening here. And actions taken now can prevent this. This may be our last chance. That, I don't say that in a state of hysteria. We need to keep this republic going. There's a you know, all the if they get all these
weird but true
shush. All these old countries. By the way, Conan goes to Haiti to prove that it's not a old. Where does he stay? With armed guards at a, you know, beautiful resort right there on the water. Well, guess what? In Haiti or any of those islands in the Caribbean, most of those resorts are nice. And about most of the people that live there are obviously turistas. But most of the people that work those resorts, that do the heavy lifting, they're living in crap conditions. But this is Conan, the big liberal, right? How nice of him to take a contingent of armed protection to show everybody that Haiti's just the greatest thing since sliced bread. I don't know that I've ever known anybody that went there deliberately for vacation or whatever. I know somebody that went there to help out after the earthquake.
Yeah.
That's a big difference. And by the way, Bill and Hillary, where is all that money? At $2 billion that was raised for Haiti. Brian.
Mr. Greg Bedell, good afternoon to you, sir.
Hello.
Well, I'm gonna call, and I heard you mention a moment ago of what is homophobia.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a gay conservative, so let me tell you what homophobia is. It's what the right does when they don't get their way. It's a name they use to brand someone who disagrees with them. And life became so much easier for me when I became a conservative. Mm-hmm. When I realized that the world does not have to one like me, they don't have to accept me, they don't have to approve of me. But that has nothing to do with my citizenship.
No.
I'm a citizen of the U.S. I live under the laws of the Constitution of the United States. And being conservative, it means that someone doesn't have to like me. Does it mean they're bad? It means that someone may call me a name. That's fine, as long as they don't put their hands on me.
Right.
But whatever someone says, that's fine. It doesn't bother me.
I actually believe most conservatives feel the way I do. Your life is not my business, and we don't need laws to tell you what you
can. Just like your life is none of mine. That's the thing. But as a conservative, it means that I respect the institutions in this nation, the police, mm-hmm. authority, even Christianity, which I don't practice, but it is important. It is an integral part of the fabric of the United States. So that's a big part of being conservative. Is you respect those institutions.
Mm-hmm.
When the flag goes up, you better stand up.
I really appreciate this call, Brian.
Yes, sir, Mr. Gregg, and y'all have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you
for your passion.
Well, and the point I was going to make is the co-creator of Friends.
Yes.
David Crane.
Yes.
He's gay. I mean, was he making fun of himself? Or is it, okay, the whole point is Chandler. He hates Thanksgiving. And they go, why do you hate Thanksgiving? Number one, because his mom was sleeping with the pool boy. So there's this great scene in a flashback where the pool boy very much, it's like a stereotype, leans in and goes, "Moi yams, Mr. Chandler." And he hates Thanksgiving. And his dad is the head of a drag queen show in Las Vegas called Viva Las Gagas. And it's funny, folks. Like, and life can be awkward.
And but the fact that he might struggle to accept that...
Right.
I can...
Yeah,
geez.
It's normal life. Good Lord.
All right, 8 minutes after five. Brant McDonald's going to join us in just a minute. And my sack fell this morning on the show, and we've got that moment captured by the great Rusty Aldrich all coming up. 509 News, weather and traffic together, and then Brant.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hello!
Montgomery gas station ordered to shut down immediately after receiving a 45 during a health inspection. The orders to close came after inspectors found no paper towels at the kitchen hand sink, no hot water, ice machine containing mold, large pots of soup at the wrong temperature, cooked beef, pork, and rice not properly dated, no food thermometer, rodent droppings in the cabinets, and there were other violations. Two additional employees have been indicted in connection with Family Practice or the Pill Mill Doctor case. Suzanne Brownfield and Ashkar Kumar have both held administrative positions at Family Practice. Now in all, 8 defendants, including 3 doctors, 3 nurse practitioners, and 2 office workers, all facing felony counts. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got some cooler nights ahead, but really our weather this week is going to be very close to the normal or average weather pattern for January. For tonight, mostly clear, cooler, overnight low 33. Tomorrow, more sunshine. Should be a pretty good day. Upper 50s for a high. Low tomorrow night around freezing. Thursday, nice day. Plenty of sunshine. High around 60. I think we'll be in the low 60s on Friday. Still dry. Nice. Showers make a return on Saturday and Saturday night. In fact, they're likely. Even a few leftover showers perhaps on Sunday. Our weather app keeps you on top of the weather changes all the time. It's waiting for you free in the App Store. Get it on your phone today. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Traffic is brought to you by Infusion. Call Infusion Cryotherapy and Laser Center today at 296-1662 for innovative pain relief. Get back to life with the help of Infusion Cryotherapy and Laser Center.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Southern Boulevard is pretty busy right now. All of the major intersections with Norman Bridge Road, Woodley Road, all that, you're going to see some stack-ups at those intersections. especially around Troy Highway and Southern Boulevard. Also on the Eastern Boulevard between Vaughn Road and Carmichael, there's a pretty good stack up there. North Boulevard up around Jackson Ferry Road, you'll see some extra traffic there. Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway back to AUM is stacked up just a little. If your older Toyota is driving like it has the flu, January is your month. You can get 15% off a diagnostic test at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota opens Sundays after church. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, I just can't get these numbers to add up.
It's like we're never going to get out of this hole.
Credit card debt, does it ever end?
Maybe I can help. We sure could use it.
We've tried debt consolidation companies.
We've even taken out loans to help make payments.
Well, you're not the only ones. Did you know millions of Americans live with debt they cannot control? That's why I developed this unique new program for managing your debt. It's called Don't Buy Stuff You Cannot Afford.
Oh, let me see that. If you don't have any money, you should not buy anything. Sounds interesting.
Sounds confusing.
I don't know, honey. This makes a lot of sense. There's a whole section here on how to buy expensive things using money you save.
Give me that. And where would you get this saved money?
I tell you where and how in Chapter 3.
Okay, but what if I want something but I don't have any money?
You don't buy it.
Well, let's say I don't have enough money to buy something. Should I buy it anyway?
No.
Now I'm really confused.
It's a little confusing at first.
Well, what if you have the money? Can you buy something?
Yes.
Now take the money away. Same story?
Nope. You shouldn't buy stuff when you don't have the money.
I think I got it. I buy something I want and then hope that I can pay for it, right?
No. You make sure you have money, then you buy it.
Oh, then you buy it. But shouldn't you buy it before you have the money?
No.
Why not?
It's in the book. It's only one page long. The advice is priceless and the book is free.
Wow, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, we can put it on our credit card.
So get out of debt now. Write for your free copy of Don't Buy Stuff You Cannot Afford. And if you order now, you'll also receive Seriously, If You Don't Have the Money, Don't Buy It, along with a 12-month subscription to Stop Buying Stuff magazine. So order today.
And you know who gave me that advice first? Who really wrote the book on that is the guy joining us now, Mr. Right on the Money, Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, how's it going today? You guys doing all right?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Yeah, like I didn't finish grammar school, I should say I'm doing well. Yazis Maria. No, I was just laughing. I was reading that story where President Trump hung a crazy gem on Acosta from CNN, because the guy acts like an absolute lunatic at press conferences. Right. He's been asked to leave a couple of times. You know, it occurred to me, what we're not used to here is a president standing up for himself. See, nobody dared treat Obama the way Trump is being treated. So he never had to be in this position. Bush was attacked like this in a very vicious way, but Bush didn't really say much in self-defense. So it's been a long time since we've had a president, really since Reagan, who handled the media the way Trump does. And we're just not used to it. And I find this becoming more interesting by the day. I always check the numbers before we come on, and I noticed that I see a lot of green, except the Dow plunged by 3 points.
Yeah, well, you know, it wasn't that bad. I mean, if you look at the indexes, a number of companies are doing quite well. We've got a few that are sort of, struggling, I guess we could say. I mean, GE is one of them. They've got earnings coming up here pretty soon. But everybody knows the bad news is so baked into that stock, I think. But it's a horrible, horrible scene with GE, and they are one of the Dow stocks, so that's not helping. But all in all, I mean, listen, we're still dealing with the NAFTA discussion, you know, and that's kind of hanging over the market a little bit. All the things we've talked about, I mean, government shutdowns and so on and so forth, this issue with NAFTA is a very serious, very significant thing, and it's no question. I mean, everyone that's heavily involved in the markets are going to be watching this very, very closely. And then, of course, you got the Davos thing going on where all these big hedge funds and portfolio managers are going to be talking about the market, so on and so forth. And then the other thing was the confirmation of Jerome Powell with the Fed. So I think all in all, you know, it's just a little bit of a time to pause in the market, even though earnings have been phenomenal. And we're still trying to get a read on this. And earnings just were absolutely off chart for four big names in overnight trading. And then we saw those show up today. And once again, they all beat on their revenue numbers, their top line and their bottom line. So it was just kind of a continuation of what we saw last week. And now I want to say that roughly around maybe 85% of all companies that have reported now in the S&P 500 are beating on sales numbers, revenue numbers.
Wow.
Which is huge because, as I've mentioned many times, I mean, you know, net income earnings or earnings per share, however you want to couch it, there's oftentimes a lot of sort of muck or fluff in those numbers, and you have to really weed through it, but you can't weed through revenues necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a good story. And I'll say this, the guidance has been phenomenal, and earnings estimates are beginning to ramp up for 2018. Some of that is going to be tax-oriented, but a lot of it is going to be the business climate. So, you know, and Ray Dalio today, I mean, he's this big, you know, hedge fund guy that a lot of people follow. And he got, they did an interview with him out at Davos. And he was saying, you know, now's not a time to be in cash. You're going to look stupid and all this kind of stuff. That got people's attention. But, you know, at the end of the day, for me, I think it's all really, you know, our motto and our process never changes and it never will change. And that's about understanding the client, understanding the risk profile, what the specific objective is, and building models that are commensurate with those things. So right now, though, everything's looking pretty good, I have to say.
I love hearing that. I was just reading an article, you know, Paul Krugman, alleged economist, who still somehow writes for the New York Times, was the guy that predicted the stock market would be in ruins because of the uncertainty of a Trump presidency. Because after all, electing a president who knows how to make money would be a disaster, right? There's a whole thing in BizPak Review, which is one of my favorite, by the way. They send out daily emails. You should sign up, listeners. If you haven't, it's a great collection of good conservative news and think talk. He's been at it. He's also had predicted in September of last year, he blamed Trump for a cholera outbreak in Puerto Rico. But the CDC said there was no evidence of cholera in Puerto Rico. He, in 2016, said he coined the term Trumpenfreud to predict that Trump would bring down the Republican Party into ruins. It appears that the opposite has happened, adding to growing evidence there may be few economists in Western civilization who have been more incorrect and, quote, incoherent than this guy. Yet, he's still got a gig.
Well, he's got a gig. I mean, listen, you're always going to have a gig like that as long as you've got 40% of the country that is liberal, you know, that wants to hear his message. And you know they're out there. The problem is, and what no one can seem to figure out, is why what he keeps saying never happens. It's hilarious, you know, because Larry Kudlow, a guy that I've met, I mean, he's a phenomenal economist, a guy that I widely respect in so many respects. He was a chief economist for Reagan. But to hear him sort of dismantle Krugman from time to time is really beautiful.
You know, if Krugman was writing obituaries, I'd double-check to make sure the people were dead. Based on his accuracy. Here's another one. In 2003, he claimed California's taxes are now probably below average. when California's taxes were ranked then eighth highest among 50 states and headed higher. And, of course, they're the worst in the country now, or close to it, up there with Jersey and New York. Let me ask you this, and this is sort of a political question. This tax cut, people are going to start seeing that money in their checks a week from, the 1st. On the 1st of the month and on the 15th of February at the latest. That's going to be a big plus. But what's going to happen to the people in these blue states who have been able to kind of let the rest of the country underwrite their high income taxes and property taxes by writing them off? There's going to be a cap on that in the future. They won't be able to deduct all of that. They're going to end up owing money for the first time because of that change. How's that going to affect the politics in those states? Are people going to demand lower taxes? Are they just going to flee these states with these ridiculous punitive living conditions? It's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, well, I think in the Senate races, it's going to be pretty much business as usual. I do think that in some of the various districts, in the House of Representatives, you could see some potential blowback there against the GOP. But generally speaking, Greg, let's think about it. These states, by and large, on a national basis, you think about California, New York, New Jersey, they always are blue states. They're going to stay blue states. And what's going to happen, I think, is the majority of those people are going to blame the Republicans. They're going to get mad. And it's not going to be much to do. It's going to be much to do about nothing at the end of the day. Now, you could begin to see, as we talked before, some migration out of those states into mm-hmm. nearby states,
right,
where there's a less punitive tax situation. I'm not exactly sure what Pennsylvania is, for example, but I know a number of New Yorkers have talked about that, going into neighboring states or possibly relocating. And you can do that with technology the way it is today. So,
right.
But no, you're right. I know that they're gonna feel disenfranchised, no doubt about it. And it'll be a mixed bag. But at the end of the day, how can they really argue? Really think about it. If their incomes are rising, most people in those blue states are going to see an improvement, a dramatic improvement, either in their portfolios, their closely held business interest, concentrated assets on their balance sheet. All assets are rising, because the flood of money, the sheer level of cash that's hitting this economy is so huge. It's like a tsunami of cash. You're going to see economic output really begin to pick up pretty dramatically, in my opinion. Most of the internal research we've done is probably close to $3 trillion by the time this is all said and done over the next couple of years, when you factor in the potential of infrastructure, bank capital that's getting freed up, cash coming off the sidelines. So that's pretty significant. And I think that those blue state folks, they're going to have a hard time arguing about not being able to deduct their state income taxes when everything else is so good for them.
Interesting. It'll be fun to watch this whole thing play out in the world of politics over the next, through the rest of this year, certainly, and then heading into 2020. God, I can't believe I'm saying years like 2020. Yeah.
I know it. Isn't it crazy? It shows up in a lot of the research reports, that we read, where you've got analysts, not talking about just 2020, but throwing out dates like 2025, and I'm thinking, my gosh, I'm getting old. This is ridiculous.
We are still in the first month of the year, and the rest of 2018 stretches out before you. Why not start filling in some of those blanks with some plans, not only with the extra income some of you will be seeing in your checks, but just to have a plan for the money you work so hard to make now? thinking about your retirement, planning for your kids' educations, getting ready to buy a house, all of these options are things that the folks, the Brain Trust at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management would like to discuss with you. Make an appointment by calling 387-0094. That's 387-0094 for McDonald and Hagen. Brant, we'll talk tomorrow, buddy.
Yep, look forward to it, guys. Take care.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
You know, we were talking about these blue states.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that the Philadelphia Eagles had to put bacon grease on their goalposts to keep fans from climbing up and tearing them down?
Well, bacon grease will do the trick.
And for the second week in a row, a Philadelphia Eagles fan got arrested for punching a police horse. That offends me.
A police horse?
Horse. Hey, that's assault on an officer.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
care if it's a horse or a dog. And we had our morning maroon today. These two guys that broke into a building without double-checking, without doing a little, what do they call, casing ahead of time. They didn't know that the police academy was, canine unit had a dozen dogs in training right next door. So they were caught rather quickly. It was great
yeah.
practice for the cadets, the canine cadets and the dogs. But they were picked up quickly, and that also happened in the Philadelphia area.
Now, the guy who punched the horse, did he knock out the horse like Mongo?
No, that...
Oh, is this a serious call?
Well, we got to take a break here, so let's see. It's 5:28.
So, Rodney, they tell me you're a fancy X-ray technician now.
That's right.
Good. I want you to look inside my walls and make sure my wiring is safe.
What?
Wouldn't it be nice if someone really could look inside your walls? Well, now somebody can. Crosby Electric is your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. And that's important to you because each year over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem.
Look here, Rodney. What do you see?
A wall?
What kind of X-ray technician are you?
Using special high-tech equipment, Crosby Electric will check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switch, and electrical outlets to pinpoint potential problems and make sure you're safe.
Grandma, I just X-ray people.
People? Are you looking at my bloomers?
No, Grandma, I would never...
Why, you little whippersnapper.
To really know if your wiring is safe, visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Here's Bo Goodson of the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute.
Need to sell your home quick? Follow these steps to guide you in selling your home. Follow the five P's to success. Prepare, price, present, provide, and proceed. Prepare your home to sell. Professionally clean the home. Carpets, flooring, cabinets, closets, yard, flower beds, and exterior. If it needs new flooring, new paint, new appliances to update the appearance, price your home to sell slightly under the competing houses because they are typically overpriced if they've not sold. Present. Show and present your home within 1 hour's notice, meaning all toys, games, dishes, clothes are out of the way, and it smells and looks good at any time someone wants to view the home. Provide all of the documents and information concerning improvements you have made, utility bills for your home, floor plans, survey of the house. Proceed to closing. Hire a closing attorney that only does real estate closings, not wills and trusts. For details on a plan to get your home sold quickly, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogutson@charter.net.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets, and the post-holiday season has set in, but 4 Healthy Pets is getting rid of some of the holiday treats at a discount. Remaining Christmas collars, treats, and ornaments, 20 to 50% off. How about Halloween costumes? 90% off, basically giving them away. They also have Barkworthies and Pet-in-Shaped Natural Bones, 10 to 30% off. And if you're a Kohat dog food lover, limited time offer from Kohat dog food, get a can of food, receive a trial size green mix or Omega Mix. And 4 Healthy Pets knows it's cold out there. Don't wait for your pet to get sick. Now's the time to boost their immune systems. Be proactive and choose from one of their many products to help keep your pet happy and healthy. And with the new year comes new year health resolutions. 4 Healthy Pets has lower calorie foods and treats that can help your pet lose weight or maintain a healthy weight. And don't forget about the in-store grooming options with Amber. Amber does my pet Molly, and she looks and smells better than she ever has. 4 Healthy Pets, you can check them out online, 4 Healthy Pets online, or visit them in person on the Atlanta Highway just up the hill from Faulkner University.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That new Amazon Go supermarket with no checkout lines is neat, but I still actually have to go there.
And pick things up.
And carry them.
Why can't it be more convenient?
Introducing Amazon Eat, the most convenient way to buy food. Simply say,
I'm hungry.
And Amazon Eat will instantly fill your mouth. It sure does.
But that means I actually have to say words.
Then you need Amazon Eat Prime. Whenever your stomach growls, Amazon Eat Prime smacks you right in your Amazon Eat hole.
You said it. The future is here, and I don't even have to lift a finger to get it.
Amazon Eat.
Catching up on some Facebook messages here.
Mm-hmm.
So, we were talking about the salad shooter this morning, and I thought somebody had sent the TV spot that used to run many years. My mother gave me a salad shooter. I used it. You could stuff anything stiff, like a cucumber or a carrot, you know.
Okay. And it just cuts it up real quick for you?
Yeah, you turn the handle and it would spit out.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it would shoot out a salad. So I'm thinking this has got to be a copy of that old TV spot. No, it's a joke.
Crap.
What do you call a vegetarian with diarrhea?
I don't know. What do you call it?
Salad shooter.
Ah, okay.
All right, this is that thing I was mentioning earlier that happened on the morning show. We had a couple of things happen on the morning show today that were just sort of off the deep end bizarre. And Rusty found this one for us.
Yo, Jay. Remind me, 7:22, the Oscar nominee.
I'll be on it. Don't worry.
Thanks.
We better see Gary Oldman's name on that thing, or we'll know it's a joke. Other Worst Actress nominees include Jennifer Lawrence for Mother! Tyler Perry for Boo 2 of Madea Halloween. One of those Madea movies was on...
Oh, no.
Your bag just fell.
It's fall.
Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen.
Your sack dropped.
I can't breathe.
Emily, wish I would have said that.
And I feed these people good food every morning.
My compliments to the chef, by the way.
Son, we told you it was bound to happen.
My cohorts on the morning show, what support I feel. By the way, today was burger and hash brown casserole day.
Oh, yeah.
And tomorrow will be porridge day after that.
Oh, gruel? Porridge?
Gruel, porridge, something. Yeah, my dad in the winter months in Chicago. My dad was always the first one up in the house because to go to work for the city, he had to drive or take the bus or whatever and leave really early to get down there in time. So he was always the first one up in our house. So when we get up to go to school around 6:30 or 7, especially in the winter, we would tiptoe down the stairs and peek into the kitchen to see what was there. If we saw the frying pan, that was a big yay because we knew there was bacon or sausage
or
pancakes. If we saw the the kettle, we knew it was oatmeal or cream of wheat. I don't know if they still make it. I'll have to look to see if they have it at Food Outlet. Do they still make malt-o-meal?
What is that?
I couldn't answer that question when I was being served that stuff when I was a kid. They still make Malto meal? It was... I like... oatmeal's not bad. It's not the end of it. We just like bacon.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, we had that guy that wanted to hear the Jim Gaffigan bacon bits.
Yes,
Let me get those out. There's two. Yeah, bacon one, bacon two. All right, those will play out of this next break coming up. We just liked the breakfast that had bacon with it. But if we saw the kettle, we knew it was filled with either oatmeal, cream of wheat, which wasn't too bad, or malto meal, which was like...
Mm.
That was like balled up... it was just...
It's a wheat product, though, right?
Are you looking it up?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's milled wheat.
Is it still sold in stores?
Looks like you could buy some on Google or at Walmart, yeah.
So they still make it?
Walmart, Malto Meal Chocolate Quick Cooking Hot Wheat Cereal.
See, when I grew up, that was before they thought of adding flavors to things that were rather bland. Like cinnamon oatmeal, all these instant things you can make, blueberries and that sort of thing.
I haven't really eaten cereal in a while. That was a kid thing. Like, I don't, and it's not like I dislike cereal, it's tasty, but I never think of buying cereal.
I get it, Food Outlet always has one of the more popular brands on sale.
Mm-hmm.
So last time I was there, they had Life.
Yeah.
And I bought a couple of boxes of that, and Roz was thrilled. We have dug into that, got into that.
Well, I have an issue with milk. Like, I can't just pour a glass of milk and have a sip. Anytime I pour a glass of milk, I chug it.
Yeah,
I can't help it.
I'm a chugger. I'm a milk chugger.
Well, we're in good company then.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Really good, if you really want to make oatmeal awesome, you take a pat of butter and put it in the center. You sort of like put a belly button in the middle of the oatmeal.
Okay.
As it sits in the bowl while it's hot. And then the butter starts to melt. Then you grab like half a handful of dark brown sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Sprinkle that. Cover the top.
Yeah, keep going.
Not just milk, but pour evaporated milk on top of that.
Oh, my.
And it just about makes it candy. That is good, like with toast on the side.
Oof. I usually do bacon.
That's what I want for dinner now. Well, bacon now, Rich gave me a frying pan, an electric frying pan, so I can now make bacon, omelets, whatever I want to do downstairs. I'm going to try that maybe Thursday.
Now, I've been to restaurants, and I said, give me a side of bacon, and it was a big mistake, because they come out with two strips.
What is that?
That's not a side of bacon.
That's poverty bacon.
Four strips. I want four.
At least that many.
At least.
It's like Gaffigan says in this bit coming up, when you go to a buffet and you see that big tub filled with bacon, you expect to see a rainbow over it. It's a little slice of heaven. Wow, it's 5:40 already. Where does the time fly when you're having fun?
Mm-hmm.
Now, nothing warms you up like a big hearty bowl of oatmeal. The other thing that keeps you warm is a great company to make sure that your heating and air conditioning system is in top form. This is why we recommend a Clark's Club membership to you for $159. Call 277-2125 and get it going. We've already had a pretty harsh winter, some Arctic cold, and we have more coming in about 2 weeks. So before that next round comes along, if you haven't had anybody check out the system that keeps you and your family comfortable, this would be an optimal time to join. They'll get you ready for the rest of the winter ahead, and then they'll come back in late February, early March, and prepare you for the transition to the hotter weather. As the temperature begins to climb, your system will be ready to take whatever Alabama weather throws its way. That's a very expensive replacement, and everybody dreads it. Nobody wants to have to, come home to a house that's too hot or too cold and think, oh, my God, I got to replace the whole damn thing. Well, guess what? Most of the time, you wouldn't have to do that if you gave your system some consistent maintenance. And the best way to do that is to team up with Clark's. for the best in heating, air conditioning, and let's not forget plumbing, too. Really talented people, really good people, thoroughly vetted, background checked, and drug tested on an ongoing basis. Call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Starting to see traffic build in on 85 southbound close to the interchange between Union Street and the interchange. Also on North Boulevard as you come down toward the interchange with 65 northbound, you'll see a little bit of extra traffic there. On Madison downtown, all going toward the interstate. That seems to be the mecca of the traffic this afternoon. Over on Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road, some extra traffic there going all the way back down to AUM on Taylor Road. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walter.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Alabama's asking the U.S. Supreme Court to let it proceed with this week's scheduled execution of 67-year-old inmate Vernon Madison. Madison's lawyers say because of strokes, he can't remember his crime or understand his execution. Madison was found guilty of killing a Mobile police officer in 1985. 51-year-old Edward Allen Martin went hunting on his property last Friday, didn't return home. Officials found him. They believe he fell 18 to 20 feet from a tree stand. He was deceased. It's unclear if his death was because of the fall or a medical event. No foul plays expected. And after a health inspection of 45, the Marathon Foods at 4101 Troy Highway was issued an emergency close order. No hot water in the kitchen, no hand towels at the kitchen sink, ice machine with mold, cooked beef, pork, and rice not properly dated, no food thermometer, rodent droppings in the kitchen, and there were other violations. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got some cooler nights ahead, but really our weather this week is going to be very close to the normal or average weather pattern for January. For tonight, mostly clear, cooler, overnight low 33. Tomorrow, more sunshine. Should be a pretty good day. Upper 50s for a high. Low tomorrow night around freezing. Thursday, nice day. Plenty of sunshine. High around 60. I think we'll be in the low 60s on Friday. Still dry. Nice. Showers make a return on Saturday and Saturday night. In fact, they're likely. Even a few leftover showers perhaps on Sunday. Our weather app keeps you on top of the weather changes all the time. It's waiting for you free in the App Store. Get it on your phone today. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bacon, the most beautiful thing on earth. Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like, ah! Yay, bacon! You want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And those bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community.
You don't want this baked potato?
Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi bobbidi bacon! I'll just turn it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad.
just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka! Bacon! Not many ways to prepare bacon. You can either fry it or get botulism. It's amazing the shrinkage that occurs. You start with a pound, you end up with a bookmark. Really, the only bad part about bacon is it makes you thirsty for more bacon. I never feel like I get enough bacon. At breakfast, it's like they're rationing it. Here's your two strips of bacon. One more! More bacon! Whenever you're at a brunch buffet and you see that big metal tray filled with 4,000 pieces of bacon, don't you almost expect a rainbow to be coming out of it? That bacon tray is always at the end of the buffet. You regret all the stuff on your plate. What am I doing with all this worthless fruit? I should have waited. If I had known you were here, I would have waited. I would eat only you, bacon.
That is so well done. Now, we were talking about bacon preparation, and I want you to share the little story you just told, because I buy it at Food Outlet. It's $6, by the way. If you're paying $10 for...
Oh, I'm going by Food Outlet, then, for some rights.
Rights. It's a big package. It's thick.
It's got a Ziploc kind of seal.
Yeah, very easy to store, because I don't know why they seal up a bacon package, and once you open it...
You need a Ziploc bag.
You need a Ziploc bag, or you got floppy bacon, and it's just not right.
Well, and I actually was in the... Well, I'll put it this way. I was sick. Yes. Very sick Thursday and Friday. Slept most of the day. Feeling a little better when I woke up Saturday. Got the replays done. But I slept. I took a nap Saturday midday. Mm-hmm. But when I woke up Sunday, I felt completely rejuvenated. Like that phoenix effect of coming out of any sort of sickness. So I'm like, I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to go pick up some orange rolls and some Wright's bacon.
Those orange rolls that you put on a tray and put in the oven?
Well, it already comes in its own little tray.
Yeah. Oh, it comes in a tray.
Yeah, and then you just put some tinfoil on top and you put it in the oven. And the orange
rolls. We had to use the old-fashioned way where you'd break the can. That was always fun.
Those exist, too, but this was already in its own little tinfoil tray. But I'm like, I'm going to do this for the house and all this stuff. So the sweet rolls have to go at 350 for 20 minutes about. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to do the bacon at the same time. I lay out this thick, juicy...
That's very energy-efficient breakfast preparation.
I mean, there's a lot of fat on it, just how I like it.
Of course.
So it goes for about 20 minutes, the bacon does.
At 350.
At 350. Mm-hmm. We realize it's not quite done yet.
Right.
It's not quite there, so let's ease up the temp to 400. Watch it.
Yeah.
Watch it. About 3 minutes, we pulled it out. It was like a golden brown. And like the fatty end, my favorite part of the bacon. It was rendered perfectly. It was a little crunchy, but where it melts in your mouth, it was, why can't all food taste that way?
Yeah.
And people say it's unhealthy. Get out of here. It might be too much salt. That's what bacon really is, like straight sodium. But,
Look, all these people that live to 105, what are the things they credit? Tobacco, liquor, and bacon. You know, those are the three things that propel you into a longer life.
And I'm not Jewish. I'm not a Muslim. I'm going to eat bacon. Well, Joey, you might shorten your life. You know, maybe it was a life well-lived. I could live for 1,000 years, but I've never got to have bacon. What is that life compared to one that's, you know, 70 years long, but you eat all the bacon you want?
I call mine Francis bacon because Francis, or as you know, her fun-sized Jane, I used to fry it. Now I no longer do. I do it the Francis bacon way.
Yes.
And I bake it. And yes, a watch pot never boils, but you've got to keep your eye on bacon.
Yes.
Because it gets to a certain brownness, and if it's universal throughout the entire strip, and you buy that thick-cut bacon, don't waste your money on that...
When I was at the grocery store, I picked up one package, buy one, get one free. The package on top looked wonderful, like raw bacon. But when I picked it up, the package underneath, the get one free, it was discolor.
No.
It was wrong. So I put that back down, and I went with the rights.
Yeah, that's but a Food Outlet, that is about $6 for that big package. Yeah. It's more than a pound, I think.
Okay, well, I'll drive a few extra miles for that.
Yes, that's what I do every Sunday morning. I'm the only person I know that stops in the chicken tender department at Food Outlet and sends pictures to Bailey Thomas. Here's Debbie.
Hi. I was just going to share with you that bacon actually brought me out of a semi-coma when I was a young person.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm not lying one bit. I had the Asiatic flu. I was running anywhere from 107 to 102 fever in that range the entire 9 days that I was out with it. And I only woke up two times during the entire time that I was sick. And both times it was because I smelled bacon.
Nice.
My mother made sure every meal had bacon after the first time.
That's great. I mean,
isn't that amazing?
I think bacon's one of those things that hits all your pleasure centers.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah. But I will say that they're putting so much junk on it now that it really bothers me. I wash my bacon when I get the cheap stuff. But when I can afford to, I'll go get the organic bacon.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh. The organic bacon reminds me of when I was a kid. I mean, the flavor's so different. I'm going to have to go buy me another pack now, darn it.
Well, we really appreciate the story there, Debbie.
You have a good day, guys.
A real-life story about bacon being a hero.
Now, do you remember being a child and you know you got to go to school or you got to do something, you don't want to do it, so you pretend to be asleep? Especially when your folks say, hey, it's time to get up. You're like, my dad would do this trick on weekend mornings when I didn't want to wake up, where I would be sitting there pretending to be asleep, and then he would stick his head and go, hey, want to go get donuts? I would wake up immediately.
Wow.
It's remarkable how that works. Now,
dads have clever techniques, don't we?
Well, he would also do the thing when I was going to sleep of, like, he'd sink my battleship. Like, right, good night, Joey. Have a pleasant evening. Shut the door. Like, what's wrong with you? What? You just Dutch ovened my room. Gotta love
my mother,
dads.
When it came to fakery, like wanting to not go to school, she'd fix you right up. She would, if in fact I was able to convince her I should stay home, that was the day she vacuumed my bedroom. And we had one of those old school, it was like a wiener dog vacuum, it was a tube. And she would come in and she would vacuum my bedroom for 4 hours with that annoying thing. It was slightly quieter than a 707 jet engine in those days. She would let you know that she wasn't buying it. And she would, you know, vacuum the carpeting. She would use the brush attachment to do all the wooden furniture and then the window sills. And then she would put on that suck attachment, you know, with the thin end to get into the corners.
Right.
And, you know,
one helps with the suction, too.
You want to stay home? You just happen to pick the day I need to vacuum your bedroom 30 times.
See, I couldn't fake sick because my mom was a nurse. So she knew all sorts of...
My mother had thermosensitive lips. My mother could take your temperature with her lips. She would come up to the side, sort of a side swipe on your face, and if her lips didn't register red, she knew you were lying. You didn't have a fever. At least you may not have been feeling great, but you didn't have a fever. It was an amazing thing. Mothers have those gifts, those skills. 554 on News Talk 93.1 FM. If mom has been hinting around about new flooring, this is the best time of the year to do it at Georgia Floors Direct. They have their full house promotion going on. And here's what you can do. For $11.99, you can get a good quality carpet installed with pad for $11.99. And you can do 12 months good as cash on that, too. If you're looking for better carpet, 45-ounce base, you can do a full house, 100 yards, installed with pad for $15.99. And if you want the best there is, 65-ounce weight, $19.99, installed with pad at Georgia Floors Direct. Now, they're right across from Lowe's on the Boulevard, and they do 12 months, good as cash, no interest, no money down, by the way, with approved credit, and 12 months to pay. So you can do a tremendous amount of flooring for a lot less right now during the full house promotion at Georgia Floors Direct. They're also offering big discounts on hard surface flooring. And he's got over 200, Jeff Mallinson, our buddy, he's got over 250 room-sized remnants at or below cost, some priced as low as $49. So if you got a rumpus room, as we used to call them, that needs new flooring, go see Jeff at Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's or gafloorsdirect.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. If you had to stay a little bit late, catch up on some stuff, and you're just now leaving to head home, traffic is cooperating. I'd be careful down on South Boulevard if you're going around that way, around Troy Highway. There's a little bit of traffic backed up there. 85 northbound between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway is a little bit backed up, but 65 is a speed limit ride. The rest of 85 is too. We're not seeing anything too much on the rest of the boulevard. Atlanta Highway's cleaned up nicely. We do see a little bit of traffic down in the downtown area from about Ripley Street on down into downtown. The Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center is overstocked with Camrys. Many are still under factory warranty. Others are certified pre-owned. The Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some dust coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treats your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Well, the curtain falls to earth.